Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, Water of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas. I want to welcome all of you wherever you're at throughout the world. I have some good news from Harare. We're getting a well drilled or steady, and we've run into some difficulties. And I just knew that I was obeying God, kept praying, kept believing. And kept asking Steady some questions. And we obviously had the wrong person to drill the well. And turned out that the man that was going to drill the well, or the company, couldn't get to it when they thought they would, or what they thought they wouldn't, whatever. And they recommended somebody else. And Steady grew up with the guy. And in Forward in Faith Ministries, and that is what God was after. Ezekiel Goody's a good friend of mine. Met him at the Garden Tomb, 1984, in Jerusalem. So now, the man that's going to drill the water well, supposedly tomorrow, is a part of Forward in Faith Ministries, and I'm quite sure Ezekiel Goody will soon hear. Noel Davidson's ministry is back in Zimbabwe, preaching the gospel and drilling holes in the ground. All right, we're going to proceed. Been an interesting morning. Another one of those 5:30 or so wake up. Is that right, Kathy?
About right.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. That seemed to happen to me. It doesn't matter if the clock is up an hour or back an hour. Amen. But anyway, it's fine. I'm fine. Good shape. But you better get your loins girded with truth, because we're going to touch on some on some tough issues this morning. How's that? You like them? So, Kathy, would you start reading in the book of Titus, chapter 1.
Verse 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but has in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior.
Did you hear that? God cannot lie. Next.
Verse 4, to Titus, my own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre.
Much of that repeated. That was in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Go ahead.
8. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught.
Get that. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught. Holding fast. Holding fast. Not this and that. Holding fast the faithful word that you have been taught. We're talking now to people throughout the world that's been with this ministry for years. Next.
That he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
Okay. Holding fast the faithful word as you have been taught. that you may be able to convince the gainsayers. Did I get that right?
Both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
Oh, yeah. Exhort and convince the gainsayers. I want to say to my enemies, all my enemies, and that includes the bloggers, mercy, grace, and peace be to you. Next.
Verse 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision.
Okay. There are many unruly and vain talkers. I missed the word. Next. What was that?
Vain talkers and deceivers.
And deceivers. There you go. There are many unruly, vain talkers and deceivers, especially of what are blind people. First Romans chapter 15, verse 1 says, he that is strong bear the infirmities of the weak. All right? Is that right, Kathy?
That's right.
That's verse 1, chapter 15, Romans, right?
Right. Would you like me to read it?
Yes, read it. So those that did not trust me, but trust that you're reading it.
Chapter 15, verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves.
There you go. When Terry Mai passed away, went to heaven because of wicked people walking in flattering divination, witchcraft, and their witchcraft carries plagues, Revelation 18, and those plagues produced malignant lymphoma in Terry after 30 years of singing, ministering with me, leading worship, prayer, casting out devils, and what have you. And Terry was scheduled to undergo chemotherapy about 48 hours or 24 hours after he went to heaven. God, in his great mercy, took Terry to heaven with a roar. Understand those spirits that had brought Terry down, his body down, with lymphoma had to be overcome. They had to be overcome. Those plagues from those spirits of wicked people that sat in this sanctuary, wicked, walking in flattering divination, unruly and vain, deceivers against him, and I know what I'm saying, and for those of you that think I don't, you can repent of your pride. I happen to be an apostle of Jesus Christ appointed by God, and you may have an apostle's designation that came through me that I won't deny. But that doesn't make you an apostle. That doesn't make you an apostle at all. That makes you an apostle in process, growing. But you don't walk where I walk, and you can't. You will, but you don't. I don't care if you are an apostle. When you become helpful in the ministry, then you will be an apostle. Otherwise, you're just an apostle by calling. But you have not put your hand to the plow. You have not given your life to God. You have not wholly followed God. And when Terry went to heaven, all of the infirmities of the weak people fell on me. You see, I didn't have time to talk about how bad it was. I didn't have time to feel sorry for anybody. I didn't have time to yield my members to the devil. The ministry would have been destroyed. And that was the purpose and the intent of the wicked. And I bore all of the weaknesses of the weak. They fell on me. But my foot did not slip. I'd been tried. And I kept right on walking. Oh, it got bad. It grew worse and worse because vain and unruly talkers and deceivers talking about me. Talking about me. Lying about me. Gainsayers. Spirit-filled, tongue-talking, water of life people. Talking about me. Oh, you know what you said, but God knows what you said, and no, those sins are not forgiven yet. God will lead you to repentance, and you'll have to repent of your wicked tongues and wicked lies, your vain and unruly talk. It all came upon Doyle. And my eyesight was overpowered by that wickedness. Overpowered because the weaknesses of everyone was laid upon me. I had not one bit of help. If you say that you were helpful, you better repent of your deceit. That's not true. Not one person helped. Your weaknesses was laid upon me. The love and the mercy of God in my life and all the years that I've walked wholly after God prepared me for that day. You know what was said about me. Some of you said it. And some of you listened. I won't even repeat it. I determined last night that I was going to say mercy, grace, and peace to all my enemies and the bloggers. That's the love of God in me. Vain, unruly, deceiver, talking about me. And it wasn't just people in this building. There's people all kinds of places. I think I've said enough. I feel somewhat relieved, somewhat refreshed, because I've carried all of that on my on my faith. Well, Doyle, that was tough. Oh, really? You know what God showed me in a vision about you people? And you say, and who are you people? I don't know who you are. But God showed me that Terry Mai on a pedestal, and a bunch of you worshiping him. And do you think that helped him? No. Oh, I had a vision of it. There needs to be a lot of repenting of what are blind people, ex and present. Need to humble yourself and get your heart right before God. Oh, I don't need anything from you. I stood the test. Stood the test and never stopped administrating this ministry. God through me. Not once. Now, it's true, on about four or five occasions, I called four or five people to pray for me in the night. There's no question about that. A couple, three weeks ago, I had great pain. I think it was on a Wednesday. Great pain. After God talked to me about there was a man in Jerusalem that went down to Samaria and fell amongst thieves. And they stripped him of his raiment, left him for half dead, and left him there. There's one more statement with that, if anybody remembers it. Amen. And the priest came by, ignored him. The Levite came by, they ignored him. A good Samaritan came by. Yeah, came by. Got him, took him to an inn, healed him up, prayed for him, whatever he did, anointed him, paid for his keep, said, If any more is owed, I'll pay that also. Well, I will tell you, when I came to Plano, I fell amongst a bunch of thieves. And those thieves attended this sanctuary and the fellowship hall. And the spirits of those thieves killed Terry Mye and thought they'd get me. That was their hope. But guess what? I knew a good Samaritan. Anybody know who he is? Huh? Oh, yeah. I didn't think I'd ever tell this, but I got sued by former attendees, and lawyer fees cost me over $160,000, and nobody ever knew it, and God paid me, gave me every penny, and I paid it always before, as soon as it was, the invoice was given me.
Amen.
That right?
That is right.
Thank you. Not only that, I had $10,000 as a retainer. And they would take the money out of the 10 and send me an invoice if the 10 would govern. Yeah. That's what the thieves did to me. Mercy, grace, peace to all of them. So you think I was in sin, do you? What's next, Kathy?
Verse 11. Whose mouths must be stopped.
Oh, yeah, their mouths, that's right.
Yeah.
Must be stopped, and they will be. Next.
Who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake.
A bunch of you out there subverting whole households. And even doing it for filthy lucre's sake. Next.
12, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies.
Oh, that's love, isn't it? that's love, folks. Oh, God bless you people that have turned to love. Nothing but love. You overlook a lie, a thief, and say they're walking in love. The Word of God says a certain group of people are liars, slow bellies, and that's love. Those are the words of God. Next.
This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound.
Oh, rebuke them sharply. Yeah, I did. And I paid for it. Amen. But I will tell you what the Word of God says. They will pay because God will repay, recompense all that they did against His servant. Next.
Rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. 15. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled.
Defiled and unbelieving, there's nothing pure. Even their conscience is defiled, right?
Right. And last verse, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and into every good word, work, reprobate.
That's enough said.